case study for medium enterprises, company strategy based on the Green Deal. Anna and Natalie are owners of an events company. The company owns a large hall in the city center, equipped with a stage and bar. There are 60 employees in total, encompassing social media, photography, catering, management, bar staff, cleaners, and accountants. Anna has read that the EU Green Deal clarifies that member states are committed to cutting net greenhouse gas emissions in the EU by at least 55% by 2030, compared to 1990 levels. She decides to implement strategies in the business to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Anna wishes to implement the following strategies. Upgrade lighting to energy-efficient LED bulbs. Install programmable thermostats to regulate heating and cooling systems. Invest in solar panels. Encourage employees to use reusable items instead of single-use products. Encourage carpooling, biking, walking, or public transportation. Change food suppliers to source products locally to reduce transportation emissions. However, Natalie is skeptical. She believes these changes will cause management issues, as well as have a negative impact on profit. She says that business is going well, and it is not necessary to make any changes to the way the company operates. Questions. 1. How would you advise Anna to approach a further conversation with Natalie? What are the advantages of the strategies? 2. Which of the following strategies would see the least to most resistance from employees? Rank them. How could you deal with possible negative viewpoints from employees? 3. Could you implement any of these strategies within your own organization? Why? Why not? The project. Green, sustainable, and responsible business, as the key to success, is co-financed by the European Union. The European Commission is not responsible for the content developed. Erasmus Plus Program, Action 2 Cooperation Partnerships in Vocational Education and Training Sector.